now we are going to start the PHP JavaScript Innovation Award of this month. Back again with Johnny Mas here that will help me to comment on the latest packages. This time we're going to comment on the nominees of July.
Yeah.
So July, the July ones were voted on August. Then in September the results come out. So there is no way we can influence the voting with our opinions here. That's why there is always this few months delay between the recording and the actual nomination. So let me share the screen here. We are going to start coming on the ones in July. In July, we had like three in JavaScript Innovation Award. Johnny, which one would you like to comment?
Well, I would like to do the asynchronous function call by Andreas Thott.
Okay. Can you share your screen?
So yeah, I will do that. So you guys can see my screen as well. Hold on. Let me see. Yes, it looks like. Let me enlarge the screen a little bit. Yeah, this should be okay, I guess. Is it readable?
Yes, I think.
All right, here we have the asynchronous function call by Andreas Thott. And this fine gentleman, he is from Hungary, if I'm correct. Let me see, where was that flag?
Yeah.
I lost this flag. Hold up. Ah, there
no,
it is.
It's
a responsive website, of course. Hungary, yeah. So this is his class. And let me see, what position did he get? It was the, hold on, I can see it in your screen. He's the.
Yeah, for some reason it is not switching to your screen, but okay. I have forced to show your screen.
All right. So this gentleman, I think he won. Is that correct? I can see it on your screen. The asynchronous function call, rank number one.
Yeah, so you are seeing my screen.
Yeah, I'm seeing your screen in the Hangout. So,
well, I can see in live streaming your.
Yeah, no, this is the Hangout, not the live stream. So this one, this gentleman won.
Oh, are you selecting the window in your screen? You probably should unselect on the corner below.
No, I think it should be fine. Yeah, I see it on the live stream. I can see what I'm showing.
Yeah that's so, because I forced. Because if I don't force, okay. Keep talking.
Okay, let's continue. This gentleman made a JavaScript asynchronous function call. So you would be able to, if I'm correct, to just chain all the JavaScript functions you have. And let me look at an example of that. Wait, this is something else I was thinking about. Hold on.
Yeah, in the bottom there is an example of how we call the chain functions. Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, this is actually kind of neat, really. It's just like jQuery does it as well, where you can just chain your functions, calls. So you can see he's calling this function three times in a row. And that is called, it has a name. I forgot it, but yeah, that's this package. And let me see.
Yeah, I think the bottom also has some information, but I'm not sure if it has code. No,
I guess
not.
No.
Well, anyway, the idea there is just to call some function asynchronously, and it even has a timeout, and if the current function is not yet returned, it moves on to the next function.
Yeah, that's actually really nice. Really nice.
It's a bit weird because in JavaScript you can do these things. Yeah. Okay, on my behalf, I also like to comment on a couple of classes. I've seen my screen. Okay. The first one that I wanted to comment is this one named JavaScript Summarized Text from Everton Barroso from Brazil. He basically implemented a sort of a parser for pages that traverses the DOM tree and extracts some elements that have a certain data tag. Let me see if the example here. Let's see if you have this data attribute here, data summary. It will extract this and provides a summary of the pages. And this could be useful to create tables of contents, right? Inserting the summary of the page somewhere in the beginning, for instance. I don't know if it generates links to the correct sections, but it's still useful. And for this, Everton has picked one book of choice from PAC, which is a well-known book publisher that has been sponsoring the innovation award for quite a while. So, congratulations to Everton. And the next one that I wanted to comment is called JavaScript Manipulate Table. This one is from Miguel from Venezuela, and it is interesting because it's probably better to show an example here. It's basically a way to filter some elements and show them. Well, do something useful with them, and this can be done in tables dynamically, and it allows to do many operations with tables, like adding and removal cells and rows and columns. Well, adding and removal columns, it's not a trivial thing because the way tables are organized in HTML, it's more in rows, not in columns. So it does a work that is not trivial there. So congratulations to Miguel. Miguel did not pick a prize, and sometimes this means, in this case, it means he probably did not get an email to pick his prize. So if he's listening, contact back because you are entitled to a prize. Now, let me go through the Innovation Award ranking by author. In 2016, we have had a higher number of submissions, but still, Anderstorff is ahead with 6 packages and 22 points. Then Thierry François from France with 5 packages and 18 points. Juan José from Spain with 1 package and 6 points. Martin Latter from the UK with 1 package and 5 points. He's tied with Evaldo Zimanek from Brazil and Carl Holtz from Canada. In seventh, the S. Pierre-Henri Soyava from, I think he's from France, but for some reason he omitted his country. Okay. Anyway, David Whitworth from Germany is tied with Pierre. And in ninth place, there is Everton Ross and Till Owasky with packs and 3 points. By country, things are more or less tied, but just with a few differences. So far, Hungary with 6 packages and 22 points is ahead. Then, second place, France with 6 packages and 21 points. Brazil with 3 packages and 10 points is in third place. Then, Germany, 2 packages and 7 points. Spain and Mexico with 6 points, despite there's a number of packages submitted. Then United Kingdom with 1 package and 5 points is tied with Canada, and there is a mysterious country here. Actually, this is a bug. Anyway, Then Armenia with two packages in 4 points. So this is for the JavaScript Innovation Award. For the PHP Innovation Award, as you might know, many more people are participating. And in July, we had like 11 nominees. And July, which was not even the best month there, I think it was in March, there were like 18 nominees, which was the record. So this is great because many people are sending great innovative packages. So let's take a look at these packages. Johnny, which ones would you like to comment?
Let me do the first five or six, okay. If I may.
Okay. It seems that for some reason that it is capturing the audio, but for some reason I need to need to switch to your screen. So, okay, I just wonder if you can enlarge your window, maybe maximize it or
increase the font. I think this would
okay. Yes, and then increase the font.
Okay, all right. Well, this would be too big, I guess. Is this correct?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, here we have the winners of July 2016 on PHP classes. Number one, PHP Small Server Administrator by LSK. Hold on.
Probably Alexei.
Yeah, if you're watching, I'm sorry what I did with your name there. Nimero from... Hold on. And he's from Russia. Okay. So what his package does is basically a system administration tool where you can monitor your processes. And what he got for it, he was number one, July winner. And he got a one big elephant plush mascot. And I want one of these as well one day. So
you know what you have to do.
Right, crazy. So I'm really jealous.
Not necessarily many packages, just
good ones,
innovative ones. I like surprising ones.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do that. But anyways, let's continue with this package. It has really good documentation if you look at it, and it will help you a lot if you're using this package. You can manage and see your processes, and it's pretty amazing. And it's really a good package. It won, and in my opinion, it's totally deserved.
Yeah, well, this is I think this is mostly for Linux servers, like those running Debian or Ubuntu or maybe some other distribution. But it can also start and stop services. I guess it has requires some permissions because the regular web server user cannot run with enough permissions to start and stop services.
Yeah, at least it needs some permissions to set it up, because you need to run the sudo command, which is super easy to do. So, but I don't know if that root access is needed in the while running. You probably can get around that
It's just to start and stop process, because for monitoring processes, I guess any user can do that.
Yeah, there is a fair bit of documentation. I'm really happy to see that. As a user, I would be really comfortable with that. So, well deserved. Okay, let's see another package. Jackson, call PHP classes from JavaScript using Ajax. And this is something I actually did myself a few years ago. And this is really cool. Jackson is from Cameroon, and he took the number two prize a downloadable copy of the Komodo IDE, a really good IDE, if I say so myself. And he got this package into the second place by, let's see, let's look at the samples from it. Sample. Where is his JavaScript? Oh, wow. Look at this. A fancy interface. It look, almost looks like remote procedure calls. If I look at it like that, it basically is remote procedure calls. So, wow. That's really neat. That's really neat. I hope it's really secure as well. But on the other end, you have to look into your own security.
But yeah, still, that's up to you.
Yeah, that's up to you. And I really, really like the idea. Really good concept and really noticeable as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I've submitted other packages which are variants of these packages, but they are more adapted to work with different frameworks like Xen, Laravel, and others, CodeIgniter, I think, too. Okay.
Yeah, well, if this is framework independent, it's even better, of course, because that's what makes it noticeable. You can take this and use it on any of your own projects. So, Foster PHP IP2 location by Chai Hoang from France. Does it sound like a really French name?
I think he's from actually Vietnam, but he moved to Germany or France or something.
But that's the number three prize, and he got a source guarding PHP encoder tool. That's amazing. Yeah, I can see it. He's at second in Vietnam right now. So what you say is correct. So it listed as France, but it is Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you need to look into that in the, for the future.
No, it's a feature.
It's okay.
Each person can choose the country he wants to participate in, because sometimes there was an author that was in the United States, but he was from Spain. So we wanted to participate on behalf of his own country. So Kiwang is participating on behalf of France, but he's from Vietnam. That's what it means. Or maybe he forgot to choose his country in the Participation in Innovation Award.
All right. So he won the third prize, the source guarding PHP encoder tool. And let's look at this example of how this works. He's accessing the IP2 location database via a class instantiation. And looks like this. And then, wow, he gets a list of IP addresses from a file, and then he shows the result, the address, the locations, and he reports the time. So that's really, really, really neat. I mean, if you are in need, if you have a special list of IP addresses, look them up really quickly.
Yeah, the example does not show exactly what it does different, because it's more or less like the regular IP location, but the internal implementation uses a different algorithm that works faster than the regular, I think it's binary search algorithm.
Right. All right. So that's the code is readable, so we can read what it does. So find documentation, and I don't know if he included the example file as well, probably.
There are some screenshots. If you click on screenshots, probably shows something. I don't recall what it is, but the screenshot. There, over there, right. I don't know. It seems he won a contest.
Nice. So he said,
that's the screenshot.
Wow. Okay. So he is double winner, or maybe even triple winner, if these are two separate prizes. Then he's a triple winner. Well, congratulations to you. And I'm sorry for what I did with your name as well. So let's see what the next package is. Oh, you have to press back a few times because I have my screen enlarged. So
you can maybe you can open in a new tab.
Yeah, then I have to do it again. Okay, I'm back with the Rapid ORM. All right, I'm not really familiar with ORMs, but I know what it does. And let's check it out. This is by Mr. Fabio Mazzo from Brazil. He didn't upload a photo. Just ended up number 4. So let's see. So how different is this from the standard ORMs?
Right, it uses constants because the typical ORM libraries, basically you have a model class that you extend to define things that are specific to each type of entity. So you need to tell which fields go on to database table columns. And usually those are like defined in variables, but in this case it's defined in constants, which makes more sense because constants are things that do not change over time, and during the runtime you are not going to change the way you map it. So that's why it makes more sense.
Right. It just came back to me where you said entities from my symphony time, where you have Doctrine, of course, which is also an ORM platform, a really big one. There you define your entities, and the ORM will drive on those entities. All right. So thank you for your explanation. This was not my strongest point. So
okay.
Thanks for filling me in on that one. Then we have the which one is the next? It will be the PHP string socializer. And while previewing this one, I was really amazed. I mean, this could be a really strong tool. And let me say his name first. This is Luciano Salvino from Argentina. And one of his tool does is lets you quickly link to social media profiles. And he has two examples of that in the example or the demo tab. But he ended up in number 5. And you can see the usage here. You can make a lot of links at once, set hashtags.
Yeah, for different networks.
Yeah, that's really cool. So if you look at the demo, there were two links provided here to FOSS for me on, at least this one is Twitter. So we can open a tweet directly. So that's the basic idea. Let's try that.
Yeah. Well, I guess one is for Twitter, another is for Facebook, but.
Right. So let's try Facebook. All right, this is actually really useful. I can see myself using this in my own projects. So, Luciano, congratulations! Really, cool.
It's pretty simple but useful. It just takes some text and maps links to different social networks according to that mapping that you've shown before in the array.
Yeah, exactly. So I remember that next time. It's almost as simple and unique as a fee card clause. I mean, a fee card clause is just, you just give it a first name, back, a last name, a street address and phone number and stuff like that, or even an image, and then we'll create automatically a downloadable fee card for you. So this is something along those lines, and I love it. And download ratings speak for itself. Well, I mean, this week. Wow, nice. So that brings me to the last one I was doing, if I'm correct.
Yeah. And that yes, that's Blade One.
Blade One, standalone template engine that compiles into PHP. All right. This package is from George Castro from Chile. And let me read his description. Maybe that will give you a little bit of explanation. The package is a standalone engine that compiles into PHP. It's a version of the Blade template engine that uses the single PHP file, uses as single PHP file, and can be used with different frameworks or no frameworks at all. So standalone, that's extra power. It can compile templates into PHP files. Templates use the ASP.NET, Razor, and the Mustache syntax. Okay.
Yeah. So, I didn't know about those formats, but they seem to be language independent. So if you have like an application in ASP.NET and you want to migrate it to PHP, you can still use the same templates.
Yeah, that looks really amazing. And there are examples of that. Let's say here we have a Blade example, taking one variable. And this almost reminds me of Smarty of back in the day, which did the same thing about compiling. Well, compiling is new. It does with most template engines. But yeah, congratulations.
It's more like the support of those formats. They are, I would say, language independent. They are framework independent. So it's useful for those that for some reason need to move their templates from one application platform to another.
Yeah, I can see that the use is defined here with Blade mode, but is there an ASP mode as well? Probably, I only see one example. Because we are talking about ASP as well.
Yeah, well, that's ASP.NET is the... Razor is a format that came from ASP.NET now. So it's not exactly to run ASP.NET because this is just a PHP package.
Right, that's correct. All right, those were my packages.
Okay, so let me comment on also the remaining packages. I have already opened them here. I'm just not sure if it is sharing my screen. Is it? Okay, right? Is it sharing my screen for you?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Is it inceptioning? am I sharing the right screen? Let me restart the sharing because in the live coding, it's doing what you call the inception effect.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Okay. Stop screen sharing. Start again. Which one is the one? Ah, okay. I think this is the one. Okay. It is okay right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me start commenting first about this package from Scott Arsuzuski. I'm sorry if not pronouncing his name correctly. He's from the United States, and he is actually a security expert, and he has been contributing a lot with proposals and discussions on the PHP core development, but in this case, he submitted a package that is called CMS Airship, and what it does is basically a content management system. It could like implement blogs or other types of content-based sites, but it has a focus on security. So it comes not only with some security features built in, but also it provides I think it is a repository of plugins that are curated by him. So it's not like WordPress that you download WordPress, and you can install any plugins that probably were not audited in terms of security. And this is a bit problematic because people that want to run a secure environment probably will never have one with WordPress unless there is some kind of curation. So this is the idea of this Airship CMS project, and it is great. And this package from Scott, it usually contributes his work and does not want to price. He's just doing for the fun or the goal of the project itself. So Anyway, congratulations for his package. It actually got some high ratings because of this.
Is he the author of Lipsodium as well?
I'm not sure if you can say he's an author. I think he is the person that proposed it to be integrated build team.
Yep.
PHP 7.1.
Yeah, I know his name from a few places. Also, I believe from podcasts, but that's a side comment.
Okay. Anyway, moving on to the next package. This is one is called PHP Silex REST Multi-Lazy Load, which is a package that implements REST APIs. It's package from John Diaz from Colombia. There are many packages that implement REST APIs, but the way some are done, you need to load classes sometimes, even if they are not needed. They are just a reference, so they end up being loaded. So in this case, it implements lazy loading, because different requests to a REST API may be implemented with a separate group of classes, including microservices classes. So the idea of this package is to minimize the need to be loaded to implement different parts of an API. So this is an interesting approach to make it more efficient implementing REST APIs, in the case using the Silex framework. Okay, next package that I wanted to comment. Oh, by the way, one thing that I wanted to mention, all these authors that are listed here, some of which did not pick a prize, others did not get the prize yet because there's a delay, so sorry for the delay, but I think one of these authors picked the PHP Storm prize, and for some reason I lost the email that had the code to get the prize for free, of course. So all the others that are waiting, please be patient, that they'll get to their turn, because I already got the PHP Storm code again for the author that picked it to get his prize. So the next package that I want to comment is Automator Shell Actions Tools. This is more, I'm not sure if this one is specific to those that are using macOS. Anyway, what this package does is to simplify the processing of input streams when you are running from the command line, the console. So you can get some parameters from the console, and sometimes you need to read from the standard input, like when you are piping some input. Sometimes you don't, if you want to read from the standard input and there is no standard input, like no input is being piped to the command, it gets stuck. So the solution here is to use a timeout. If there is no input after that timeout, the move moves on and executes the rest of the script without waiting. So this package was submitted by Carl Holtz from Canada. And congratulations again for Carl Holtz. He has been a great contributor. 13 packages so far, 8 of which were being nominated for the Innovation Award. The next package that I want to comment is a bit unusual. It is called deferred exceptions. Like you are able to queue exceptions if they are thrown one after another. And this may happen when, for instance, you need to run some code that implements different actions, like you see here, for instance. Let's see if these three functions are called and they throw exceptions. The way it works, it is able to catch all the exceptions from each of these commands and move on to the next and do not stop. So in the end, you can even throw the last exception that was thrown, or even throw all exceptions. So this may be useful, okay, not in your most common cases, but if you want to have to execute independent functions one after the other, you can still run them and be able to catch the exceptions that each one thrown. So this package was submitted by Magog from Russia. I'm not sure if this is his real name or just an alias. But anyway, this is an interesting package that does something not very usual. Another package that was also nominated this month is PHPIN or BIN. This is basically to identify the, for instance, take a credit card and identify what who was the issuer of the credit card and the bank. So it is able to extract that information just from the number of credit cards. So this package is interesting for this purpose. It actually uses an API that exists, but it is useful just like this. So in the this package was contributed by York Ponch from Mexico, and over here you can see how it can be used. I think it just needs the first few digits of a card, not the whole list, not the whole sequence, because that's where the credit card issuer and bank number are encoded. Anyway, I think on my behalf that is for now in terms of packages. So let's move on and take a look at the Innovation Award rankings of PHP. Are much more competitive because many more innovative packages have been submitted. And this ranking here already includes the nominees of August. And Christian Invig so far is ahead with 7 packages and 54 points. So it's quite ahead because he submitted many innovative packages. And I know there are a few more innovative packages in the queue. So he has been a great contributor. And he's followed by Bharat Parmar from India with 3 packages and 34 points. Dave Smith from United States with 4 packages and 32 points. Luciano Salvino, that we mentioned before, with 3 packages and 31 points. And Johnny Mast from the Netherlands with 2 packages and 28 points. If you double your score, you move on to the first place. So
I'm trying.
Okay. Let's see what you still have 3 months to, including October, until the end of the year. So you still have chances to win. Anyway, Alex Demiro from Russia, that you mentioned, is next in 6th place with 2 packages and 27 points. Jeremiah Ogbomo from Nigeria with 2 packs and 36 points. Kasper Rowinski from Poland with 2 packs and 34 points is in 8th place. And Bruno Henrique Ferreira Oliveira from Brazil with 2 packs and 21 points is in 9th place. And finally, Andrea Battellocchi from Italy with 2 packs and 30 points is in 10th place. By country, the things are not mapping one author to the country rank. So here we see Christian Vig in first place from France, but France is not the leading country. For now, Brazil is quite ahead with 9 packages and 100 points, but it's followed right after by United States with 13 packages and 91 points, and France with 11 packages and 79 points. Then comes India with 5 packages and 60 points, Russia with 6 packages and 59 points. The Netherlands is following with 3 packages and 42 points. So it's not just Johnny Master, it's another author from Netherlands that also sent packages. So the Netherlands is in 6th place, then Nigeria with 4 packages and 39 points, Italy 4 packages and 36 points. Is tied with Argentina in 8th place, and finally Canada with 5 packages and 28 points. So with this, we practically ended this edition of the Innovation Award podcast. And on my behalf, that's all for now. So we still have the the PHP articles report that we're going to talk about PHP articles. So on our behalf, that is all for now. Bye.